Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. According to Instagram, there are more than 64 million influencer accounts worldwide on their platform. This includes millions of macro influencers who have over a million followers and sometimes are well paid for highlighting and endorsing certain products and services. It's likely that out of all of these successful influencers, not one of them has a college degree in being a digital influencer. But UTSA is launching a program to provide such a program. To tell us more, we're joined by Chad Mahood. He is the Associate Professor of Communication at UTSA. And Chad, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
So why launch a program? Why get a degree in becoming a digital influencer?
Well, if you want to become a digital media influencer, the first thing you need to understand is how digital media has been influencing you and manipulating you and controlling you your entire life. If you want to have that kind of control over your audience, if you want to be able to reach them and get them to respond to your ideas, you got to learn how you've been influenced your entire life first. And that's why you can build a whole degree out of this. We have 60, 70 years of research on how media has influenced people and now how it's converted to digital media and how that's influencing. And now how Instagram is influencing and TikTok is influencing. You got to learn all of these different things, the way that the media is already doing influence. Then you can start to learn how to be an influencer yourself.
Yesterday, I had a stopped drain at my house and I needed to go deal with that. And I wanted to see what product is the best to deal with that. And I went on YouTube and I started looking at videos. And it had people doing all these like tests and, you know, talking about and saying which product worked best. And I based my purchase based on what I saw. I mean, was I, you know, dealing with influencers?
In some ways, you probably were. If you saw somebody on that channel who didn't just have one little quick fix and it was low production quality and just giving up a couple ideas, then you're kind of got somebody who's just messing around. But if you see somebody that on their channel, they have hundreds of how to fix videos, then odds are they probably are an influencer one way or another. And the question is, how did they get to become a good influencer? They probably learned how to reach their audience, to edit their videos in such a way that somebody would go to their video instead of somebody else's, or put, you know, marks in there to get you to go to 10 minutes in where it's going to solve your specific problem. That takes time and that takes an understanding of your audience. Maybe you can get that naturally, but there's not a lot of people out there that can understand how to do this on their own. But in my opinion, and what the research says, is connect with your audience, find your audience, and create content that your audience is going to be excited about. We'll help you get there, especially if you're an unsure influencer and maybe you're not exactly sure how to go on that. We'll help you understand audience analytics, how to get in the minds of your audience, the psychology of who you want to persuade, and then we'll help teach you to do that on your own.
Our phone number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Are you an influencer? Do you want to be an influencer, or do you think this is really not the way that our universities should be going? Give us a call, 833-877-8255. So, Chad, when a lot of people think about influencers, you throw that word out there, it can be kind of negative. People think of people who are very vapid and not really serious communicators. They see a lot of people who do stunts online and are actually kind of, you know, and they get clicks and likes because they're annoying.
Is there a question in there somewhere?
Yeah. So, I mean, is that what you want to teach? I mean, how do we turn being a influencer into a respectable profession?
Well, I would argue that the best influencer out there is going to be somebody who understands their audience, and it isn't about their own personal ego. I mean, with the example you gave of somebody just trying to give helpful videos out there to help people solve their problems, I think that if you have that sort of approach, we can help you. If you just want to make yourself a star and your ego is so big that you just need people to give you likes, I'm not sure we're going to be able to help you as much as somebody else, because we're not interested in that here. We're interested in teaching you how to connect with your audience, really starting with the philosophy of the audience is always right. And we, again, This goes back to how you teach advertising, how you teach public relations, how you teach journalism. If you want people to keep reading your content and to keep scrolling through and clicking on you, you have to understand who your audience is and give them what they want to hear. Understand the message. If the message is, I'm famous for being famous, okay, well, maybe only a couple of people are going to get those mega influencer jobs. But if you want to work at it, if you want to build your audience and you want to get more people in, then you need to find more and more audiences, figure out how to connect with them, and we'll help you with that in terms of media psychology and persuasion. And once you get to that point, then you can slowly build your influencer audience. Our goal is to not have your mega influencer the day you graduate, but you have digital content media jobs you can apply for to build you on that pathway for a career.
Right. So corporations are looking for people who have these skills?
Yes. So there are dozens of different types of jobs out there just on social media content. And it's a great job for a student just getting out of college to there will be hundreds of applications just for one particular organization to get on their social media team to get content out there. And sometimes it's just taking the content that they've already produced for mass media and putting it online, or it's coming up with your own ideas of how to chase down and really influence Gen Zers. You can see right now in politics, you can see what's going on with politicians right now, trying to get their digital influencers, who are often Gen Zers, that are working completely separate from the larger media teams that are creating this digital content. We want to help you figure out how to do that and how to get those jobs.
Right. So the mantra is that we need to get our information, we need to take it to where the people are. And the people are on platforms like TikTok or Instagram and YouTube. And so we need people who can specialize in taking information that we want to get out there that's been vetted and has been created and curated and produced very highly level. But if it's not, people aren't seeing it. We need specialists who know how to get it out there. And that's what this job is.
This is going to help you understand how to do that effectively. Because what you can do as a social media content producer, and you know, we've been teaching Adobe classes here at UTSA for a long time. We're a Adobe Creative Campus. Students don't have to pay for that. They can get free access to that. And they can start making stuff on their own. But what we try to do with our courses is guide the creation of this content. So what you first do is you define your audience. How does your audience think? How do they feel? How do they behave? Give a description of that audience, and then create content that is for that audience. And what we do here, because we're a degree involving data analytics, is we test it. Did your idea work? Let's get some data on this. Let's do some surveys, do some focus groups. Was your message effective? And then refine your message from there. I really want to teach our students, and everybody here in this program, let's teach our students to be effective content creators. I mean, there's a lot of talk at UTSA about us being part of the new digital Texas. We want to build digital content creation jobs here in Texas. I want UTSA to be at the cutting edge of that. And the people with this degree in digital media influence hopefully are going to be the first in that line of really these new next generation digital jobs in Texas.
Because this is the future of mass communication.
I believe this is the future of mass communication. I think that what we used to do when social media first came around, when Zuckerberg and Facebook first came around, is you create a highly produced media content piece to get it out there, journalism, advertising, PR, and then you create a social media version of it, which is kind of a pared down, dumbed down version. And I really feel like the way that the industry is moving is the opposite. News stories start in social media now, and as they gather traction, then you do the bigger story. Then you come on Texas Public Radio and you start talking about it.
All right, so let's talk some more. And we're definitely interested in trying to figure out how to get our news on social media and doing that effectively. So if any tips, let me know. And our phone lines are open. If you got questions and comments about how to become a digital influencer, are you intrigued by UTSA dropping this new course? Do you see this as the future? What is your media consumption habit? Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We'll be right back.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me on the line is Chad Mahood, PhD, Associate Professor of Communication at UTSA. His teaching focuses on new media technologies, Media Effects, Research Methods, and Statistics and Communication Theory. We're talking about a new course, new degree program that they're offering at UTSA about becoming an influencer. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So, of course, there's the jokes, Chad. You know, people are going to say, what are you going to learn? You know, Mr. Beastology, TikTok studies. But what are the courses going to be like?
Yeah, one of my biggest fears about this program is that people will get the wrong idea that this is the TikTok degree, this is the Instagram degree. It's no, that's one possible outcome of what you can do with this. The skills that you're going to get are really content creation skills. We're going to help you make stuff in the entire Adobe Creative Cloud suite. That's what we use here on campus. But it's a focus on learning how to effectively create digital media for all outlets. So I want somebody with this degree to be well-versed, to be able to walk into any advertising job, public relations job, walk into a newsroom, walk into a journal station, walk into a really small paper, walk into a really small business that just has like 10 followers on their social media account that they want to turn that into 300 followers, 500 followers. Whatever the potential job could be, I want you to have all of those things. I almost feel like I want to set you up for 100 different career options, and one of which is being a social media influencer, but it's only one option among many.
And so what are the core courses that would be offered?
So we have, we've been teaching digital communication here for a very long time. So we have our traditional digital media production classes where you learn how to shoot a video, edit a video, create a website, create multiple pages on a website, and do a lot of image editing in Photoshop. So we've always had those classes. We continue to have those classes. What we're adding on is a three-course sequence to really get you on the way to understanding everything about media influence. It starts with an introduction to get you understanding all the different industries involved, all the different regulations involved in media industries. Then we move you into a brand new class called Digital Audiences, where it's all about understanding how the media influences audiences, how you can define an audience, and how you can whether or not know you've effectively changed the opinions of your audience. And then the capstone class, that's when you really tie in the creation of content with audience analysis and then seeing whether or not it's effective. So by the time you get to that last class in the sequence, you've had multiple production classes and you really should be an expert at that point. But one of the things I want to say about the degree is if you are already a digital content creation expert, we're here to help you grow your skills further. But if you have absolutely no experience with this, we've got all the skills to bring you up to speed. So that maybe you don't know how to build a website right now, but you will by the time you're done with this degree program.
What does this say about the legacy media like radio? Is the future wrapping up for us?
I do not think there is a lot of doom and gloom when it comes to radio like some of my other media colleagues might. I think everything just shifts. I think that we're seeing more and more success in digital media content. You know, I when I used to teach face-to-face, I do a lot of teaching online now, but I used to teach a class face-to-face with 120 students in it. Whenever we would talk about radio, because I talk about the history of radio leading into how waves transmit and how your cell phone works. But when I would talk to them, I would ask them how many people listen to music or radio on the way to class. And almost all of them coming out to UTSA were listening to traditional radio stations. I mean, there's still a place for it. But for the past 10 years, the growth in radio has been successfully being able to also get digital audiences, to get it out there the next day, to get it on YouTube, to get some out there in other channels. That draws people in so that when they are in the car, they're turning into TPR. But then when they're not in the car, when they're online and they're scrolling and they see an article from you guys, they click on that too. I think that understanding how to capture that revenue model is key going forward in future radio.
Yeah, so the revenue model, learning how to monetize your online success, that's not that easy to do. And that's why some people just don't make it as influencers because they never crossed that big hurdle, how to monetize all this?
Monetizing is definitely part of it. You have to, before you can think about monetization, you have to have a number of followers first. So my argument here is figure out how to grow your audience, figure out how to get more followers. Don't just do one video one time that 10,000 people liked and think that's going viral is enough for them to care about your next video. How do you build and cultivate that audience? What are the examples of other people who have been successful in it? And are they being successful just because of who they are or because of what they're doing and how they're creating their content? Like, really having a good critical eye on that is what's going to help you grow.
So followers, I mean, will the like instructors? Will they have a million followers to give them the street cred in order to teach this class?
I have a different philosophy of what a professor is. I don't think that a professor has to be somebody who is the influencer themselves and learn from me. My philosophy has always been, we're your coach. We're on your team. We know how to run the plays, but we're way too old and out of touch to run the plays ourselves. You do that. And when it comes to like the thing that's going to go viral, the content, my students are the ones that are going to come up with that. And I don't even try to get in the way. But once they've come up with the idea, I help them craft it into something that people are going to pay attention to and help them drive it back to their audience. Because what I tell my students all the time is, like, you may have a good idea and you may think you've come up with something clever, but will your audience resonate with it? Will your audience think that it's clever? Go back and think about them first. And we help guide in that way, like I said, like coaches.
So there's a lot of talk all the time about the algorithm and about how the future of a particular influencer can be made or broken, whether or not it syncs up with the algorithm. I mean, can you actually find success by understanding the algorithm?
I think you can. That's kind of a different thing. We actually have somebody interested in looking into that in computer science here. I think if you were to come to UTSA and delve a little bit into maybe a minor in computer science and taking those classes, you can get into how the algorithm works. But the truth of the algorithm is that it's proprietary and it's always changing. My philosophy is, if you can understand your audience's behaviors, you will get into their stream. You will get into and be part of that algorithm if you have a really strong connection with your audience.
So how do you, I mean, there's this idea of in marketing that this is a way of doing marketing, and that influencers is a person who has a personal relationship with their followers, and they have to do interaction with them and really try to have rapport with them, and then use that to work with as a marketing sponsorships, endorsements of merchandise. Is that what an influencer, they walk in the door and this is what they expect?
In many ways, I think that's correct. I think that that is one definition of what an influencer is and how the influencer works. But I would break it down to what we've been talking about in academia and advertising since I got my degree in advertising back in 1997. And that's understanding in your message, what is it that you're pitching and what is resonating with the people receiving your message. So when I think of an influencer and I think of why they work, it's because they're credible. You see them as a credible source. And the thing that's changed from 1997 till now is that you define credibility differently. Maybe back in the day, you would get a celebrity to endorse something, and that celebrity had some credibility, and therefore they liked your product as well. But now it's exactly as you say, it's built personally, comment by comment, message by message, post by post. You're building a credibility with your audience so that they think that they value your opinions because you are credible. You do not support brands that are poor quality or that your audience wouldn't like. So I think brand credibility is part of building yourself as an influencer, for sure.
But don't they start losing that credibility once they sell out and start getting these big contracts?
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? It's that fine line of how do you keep your credibility without selling out? You can think of any personality, social media or not, celebrity, politician. If you're not constantly rebranding and evolving, you're going to not get new followers and you're going to lose the ones that you have. So I think that thinking about rebranding, but again, you're following your audience. Don't follow what your consultants say. Follow the feedback that you get from your audience. If you're following that, you're going to become more and more effective and get more followers.
Let's go to a caller. The number is 833-877-8255. And Randall is on the line. Randall, you're on the air.
Why would I weigh myself down with six figures of student debt, investing in a job or profession that is most likely going to be supplanted by AI in 5 years?
Interesting question, Andrew. Thank you so much for calling in. Is there something to that, Chad?
There's something to that concern, for sure. Obviously, I'm going to push back on that. I would say that the amount of debt that you're going to go into at UTSA is probably not that. We have lots of different opportunities where that's not necessarily going to be the case, but I'm not the finance person, so I won't push back on that too much. Let's say you are going to go significantly into debt. How is it worth it? by focusing on digital media as your career, you have so many different outcomes and paths you can follow that you should be able to get yourself into a high enough earning job to pay that off. But then the second part of that, and this is where I really got to push back. I am a bit of a futurist. I'm an optimist. I think that AI is a good thing. And here in our classes in digital content creation at UTSA, we're leaning into AI. AI is a tool that will help you. It's getting smarter. It's changing over time. But AI right now doesn't understand how to connect with an audience. It just knows the individuals that it's coming up with. And it's not necessarily very good at targeting. I see the future of AI being something that's going to build us in our careers. My students right now using AI in Photoshop can make much clearer images and can get their ideas across much faster by using AI as a part of that. I think AI is going to be a tool rather than a replacement. Just like the analogy that everybody gives is when robots came along making cars, they replaced some jobs, but there are still human beings making cars. There will still be human beings guiding this content 20 years from now, just using AI as a tool alongside with them.
Where do you see the future of being a digital influencer going?
Well, we're not going to be talking about being an influencer 20 years from now, I don't think. But we will still have people doing that idea. But 20 years from now, we will have digital content creators in one way or another. Like I said, I think working in partnership with AI, I think there's a lot of future possibilities there.
Well, what would that look like? I mean, I'm curious because, you know, you know, for my own career.
Yeah, well, I can't predict specifically exactly what it's going to look like. But think about things have already evolved in media. If I were to go down to a broadcast news station downtown, and I would see that they're still having local news, they're still having weather, they're still having reporters on the scene, I think it's still going to be the same 20 years from now. It's just that in that room and how they go about content creation is going to be a little bit different. It's going to start with digital. The speed is going to be faster. An idea is going to go from ideation stage to production with a fraction of the time that we have right now, along with the help of AI. I still think it's going to be human beings guiding it. But, you know, the newsroom today, years ago, and I think the reverse is true. I think that 20 years from now, any PR room, any advertising room, any social media room, it's going to be recognizable. It's just there might be fewer people in it doing their jobs a little bit more efficiently, but I think the jobs will still be there.
One of the first things I tell people when they say, how do you get into journalism or do what I do, I tell them, learn to write. Is that still going to be the foundation of someone being an effective and a star influencer?
That is exactly correct. The only thing that I would add to that and what our degree is going to help you with is before you need to worry about writing, you need to understand your audience and then understand how to write to your audience. So it's not just learn how to write, learn how to write and who to write it to and what they want to read.
And so are you getting a lot of interest from people saying, yeah, this is a degree program I want to pursue, or how is this landing?
I'll give you two answers to that. I'll give you my opinion answer. Whenever I've brought this up to our current students right now, the amount of excitement that I get is through the roof. I'm the department chair in the Department of Communications, so I talk with a lot of different students that aren't necessarily in my classes, and there's a lot of excitement there. But that's just my opinion and the people that I've talked to. We do have some good data, though. We're launching this program as both a residential program for people to take here at UTSA, but also part of our online program, so everything is fully online and asynchronous. And that we already have data for. This program got approved by the Texas Higher Education Board and UT System about a month ago, and we already have, in that short amount of time, about 8 students that are already registered and about 80 students that are ready to go and ready to register. They've been admitted.
And are the classes starting for this program when?
You can start classes right now. We have seats available right now. But more importantly, if you're just sort of right now coming around to the idea of it, you can start classes in our second 8-week term, which starts in October.
Chad Mahood is the Associate Professor of Communications at UTSA, giving us a lowdown on the Influencer College degree. Chad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back from the break, we're going to find out more about the Texas Attorney General's raid on the homes of Texas, South Texas political activist homes. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.